When the military expanded to allow African Americans to train towards becoming part of the war effort, Bill Thompson and Ellsworth Dansby were among the first to arrive at Chanute. The Tuskegee Airmen experiment had begun as more than 250 ground support crew made their way to Rantoul in March of 1941. And despite the inclusion of black men at the base, race kept them separate. In a 1999 interview conducted for an archive at Chicago State University, Thompson recalled how living quarters on the base were split up.
It was very friendly towards us, but at the same time, it carried out the policies of the military, and that is that we were separated and segregated.
Thompson died 2 years ago. Vera Thompson is his widow. She lives in an apartment on Chicago's South Side, adorned with plenty of her husband's military accolades and photos.
He went there to fly. He already had an application to fly. And he was quite unhappy when he could not get flight instruction, but he took what he could get.
Both Bill Thompson and Ellsworth Dansby had been turned down for formal flight training based on their skin color. This proved particularly hard for Dansby, who had basically trained himself. He took an interest in aviation as a child in Decatur, asking for a subscription to Popular Mechanics at age 3. By the time Dansby was 12, he was flying. Around that time, he was asked to take control of a plane, and did without a hitch, going solely on what he read. While growing up, Dansby even conducted classes for the local YMCA in model plane building and flying, at a time when the Y wouldn't accept him as a member. It wasn't until he was 27 that he got his big break, learning of the formation of a black fighter squadron. Eunice Dansby Gingrey was Dansby's wife of nearly 40 years.
He hopped on his motorcycle and took off to Rantoul as fast as he could get there. And when they accepted him, immediately he had to call home to have somebody bring up his toothbrush and everything else because he had taken the thing with him.
Dansby dealt with racism most of his life. But Bill Thompson's upbringing was slightly different. He attended integrated schools in Pittsburgh. He also earned a business degree from Hampton University. Based on education and some prior flight training, Thompson was hand-picked at Chanute for the Civilian Pilot Training Program and was among the first 6 aviation cadets. But the majority of the men were enlisted, and that was the case with Dansby. He was the very first among them and trained as a mechanic. By the fall of 1941, those at Chanute were transferred to Tuskegee, Alabama to complete their training. Dansby's widow says that's where men like her husband got a better idea of what his ancestors dealt with.
The prejudice in the area was just terrible. They couldn't go to town without going in a group. Otherwise, they didn't think they'd live to get home. And for a long, long time, the government would not assign them to combat or even into a combat zone. But finally, they sent them to North Africa.
The combined unit of Chanute ground crews and those already in Tuskegee's pilot program were called the 99th Fighter Group. When it was sent overseas, they were ignored by the white units and saw little aerial combat. No U.S. unit wanted their help. Dansby says some of that changed when British Field Marshal Bernard Montgomery saw they weren't involved and took them on their first mission. Many more black units escorted bombing raids in Austria, Poland, Hungary, and Germany. Historical accounts show the escorts lost few bombers, if any, to enemy aircraft under their watch. Members of the 99th returned home in the mid-40s and expected to see some sort of welcome ceremony. But instead, Vera Thompson says soldiers like her husband and Dansby came to believe their war service was forgotten.
Instead of coming back for a celebration, and as most of the guys were getting in those days, they had to deal with that again. So I don't know how happy that made them, but I think that might be one of the reasons they were so determined to have the legacy and see that things were taken care of back here, because they formed what is the Tuskegee Airmen Organization.
After the war, the Dansbys moved to the Chicago area for a short while, where Ellsworth began a career in the nuclear regulatory industry. The two later moved back to Decatur, where Eunice was a music teacher in the public schools. A former school administrator there may have given Dansby a sense of the recognition that he wouldn't live to see. John Mueller, a retired principal, got to know Dansby after the war.
I found out that he was with the 99th Pursuit Squadron. I said, hey, I was in the Air Force in Italy, 449th Bomb Group, and you guys flew escort for us. In fact, you might be the reason I'm standing here today.
Ellsworth Dansby was also an advocate for racial integration, serving in a number of civic and service groups. He worked various jobs in his remaining years and died at age 74 in 1989. Colonel Bill Thompson's post-war life brought him back to Chicago, where he lived briefly before the war. He earned a teaching certificate and taught for 25 years in the city's public schools. But he didn't forget what he'd accomplished and was often asked to speak about his military service. Thompson provided a large part of Chanute Air Force Base's archives of photos, documents, and medals, which historian Don Weckhorst still works to preserve today. The two first met in the early 80s during an event at the base honoring Black history.
And that's when we become friends. He had pictures to share with me, some items of his recollection. And I wrote about that. And through the years, he put me in touch with other Tuskegee Airmen around the country.
Thompson would also fail to see some of the honors bestowed upon the Tuskegee Airmen. He died in April of 2006 at age 90, just months before the Octave Chanute Aerospace Museum on the old base would open an exhibit honoring the 99th Pursuit Squadron. The exhibit was made possible largely through Thompson's pictures and financial donations. Vera Thompson grew up dealing with racial struggles of her own. She was among the first blacks to graduate from what was known as Evansville College in the 1940s. She met her husband while working for the Chicago Urban League, helping African Americans find jobs in the city. Vera says she's learned to take nothing for granted in life.
Your experiences kind of get you to understand what your place is and who's doing what, and to look over your shoulder and know what's going on, and your friends, whatever they're saying, and you learn not to expect a lot of things.
Last year, more than 200 remaining Tuskegee Airmen, men like Bill Thompson and Ellsworth Dansby, received the Congressional Gold Medal as part of ceremonies in Washington. It was the ultimate honor for these soldiers after being overlooked for more than 60 years. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.